Welcome to Torah Tzimecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Stacey Nechama Goldman, and today we will be studying Divrei Hayamim Aleph, Perek Chav Chet, Chapter 28. David announces before all the leaders of Bnei Israel in Yerushalayim that Hashem has chosen his son, Shlomo, to be the king over Israel. David transferred everything to him that he had prepared for the Beit HaMikdash, the temple, and wished him strength and courage in leading the people. Our chapter opens with a description of the leaders David gathered to Jerusalem. Vayakel David et kol sarei Yisrael, sarei hashvatim, v'sarei hamachlekot, hamishartim et hamelech, v'sarei ha'alafim, v'sarei hameot, v'sarei chol rechush u'miknet lamelech, u'levanav im hasarisim v'hagiborim, u'lechol gibor chayel el Yerushalayim. And David assembled all the leaders of Israel, the leaders of the tribes and the leaders of the divisions who serve the king, and the leaders of the thousands and the leaders of the hundreds, and the officers over all the property and the livestock of the king and his sons, with the attendants and the mighty men, and to all the mighty warriors to Jerusalem. Rashi explains that the leaders of the tribes were the same men mentioned in the beginning of the previous chapter 27, as were the leaders of the livestock and property listed at the end of that chapter. Verse 2 describes David rising to address the leaders. Vayakom David HaMelech al raglav, vayomer, Shma'uni achai ve'ami, ani im levavi livnot beit menucha le'aron, brit Hashem, v'lehadom raglei Elokeinu v'hachinoti livnot. And King David rose to his feet and said, "Hearken to me, my brethren and my people. As for me, it is with my heart to build a house for the rest of the ark of the covenant of the Lord and for the footstool of our God, and I prepared to build." Radak reminds us that David was not a healthy man at this point in his life. He was bedridden and very ill, as described in Malachim Aleph. He girded his strength to stand and address the people. Agadat Bereshit tells us that Psalm 41 describes this moment when David was healed and able to stand to deliver these instructions for the Beit HaMikdash. According to this midrash, David had been ill in bed for 13 years as a direct result of the Bat Sheva affair. He davened to Hashem to prove to his enemies that he was forgiven and to lift him up in verse 11 of Psalm 41. Ve'ata Hashem chaneni v'hakimeni v'ashalma lehem. But you, O Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up so that I may repay them. The Midrash places this verse immediately before the verse in our chapter, the event, and King David rose to his feet. Malbim calls attention to the use of the word livnot, to build, as opposed to libinyan, for the building. This points to the fact that David had prepared everything necessary for the Beit HaMikdash. The only thing missing was the actual construction. His heart was completely in it, even though Hashem had told him he would not be the one to build it. Verse 3 is the second time we see the most famous reason for why David cannot build the temple. Ve'alokim amar li lo tivne bayit lishmi ki ish milchamot ata v'damim shafachta. But God said to me, "You shall not build a house in my name, because you are a man of war and you have shed blood." We first saw this in chapter 22, when David told his son Shlomo why he could not build the temple and commanded him to fulfill this mitzvah. Here, David makes this announcement publicly in front of all the leaders. Mitzudat David compares this to the law that we read in Exodus chapter 20, verse 22. "And when you make for me an altar of stones, you shall not build them of hewn stones, lest you wield your sword upon it and desecrate it." Rashi on that verse explains, "Thus you have learned that if you wield iron upon it, you have desecrated it, for the altar was created to lengthen man's days, and iron was created to shorten man's days, because it is used to make swords. It is improper that the shortener be wielded over the lengthener. Moreover, the altar makes peace between Israel and their father in heaven. Therefore, the cutter and destroyer shall not come upon it." The matter is a kal v'chomer, a fortiori, conclusion. If, concerning the stones, which neither see, hear, nor speak because of the fact that they make peace, the Torah said, "You shall not wield iron upon them" in Deuteronomy 27:5, how much more are we certain that one who makes peace between husband and wife, between family and family, between man and his fellow, will have no troubles befall him, Rashi is quoting from the Michilta. Verses 4 to 5 in our chapter give us a clue as to the process for choosing both David and Shlomo to be the king. Ve'yivchar Hashem Elokei Yisrael bi mikol beit avi liot lemelech al Yisrael le'olam. Ki b'Yehuda b'char l'nagid v'veit Yehuda beit avi u'bivnei avi bi ratza l'hamlich al kol Yisrael. But the Lord God of Israel chose me out of the entire house of my father to become king over Israel forever. For he chose Judah as a ruler, and in Judah, my father's house, and among my father's sons, he desired me to make me reign over all Israel. Verse 5, U'mikol b'nai, ki rabim banim natan li Hashem, ve'yivchar b'shlomo b'ni, la'shevet al kisei machut Hashem al Yisrael. And of all my sons, for the Lord gave me many sons, he chose my son Shlomo to sit on the throne of the kingdom of the Lord over Israel. Malbim explains that there were three levels to David's chosenness. First his tribe, and then his household, and then him. In addition, Shlomo was chosen from all of David's children, even though he was not the firstborn. Mitzudat David informs us that in choosing Shlomo, it is also a hint that David did not marry Shlomo's mother Bathsheba in sin. If that had been the case, her son would never have inherited the kingship, as David had plenty of other sons from many other women to choose from. As we read verse 9, pay attention to the two different forms of the word heart, lev, in the Hebrew. Ve'ata Shlomo bini, da et Elokei avicha, ve'avdehu, belev shalem, ubenefesh chafetza, ki chol levavot doresh Hashem, v'chol yetzer machshavot mevin im tidreshenu yimatze, lach v'im ta'azvenu yaznichacha la'ad. And you, my son Shlomo, know the God of your father and worship him with a whole heart and with an eager soul. For the Lord seeks all hearts, and he understands the thoughts of every creation. If you seek him, he will be found to you, and if you forsake him, he will abandon you forever. The first time the word heart is mentioned, it is with one vet, lev, and the second time, it is with two, levav. Rashi explains, and worship him with a whole heart, in the Hebrew, is belev shalem. It is not stated belevav shalem, which would mean two hearts, but belev shalem, that you shall have but one heart for our Father who is in heaven. And so did the liturgical poet set down in the Kedusha of Musaf of the first day of Rosh Hashanah. You have two hearts, like one for the one. Similar to this, we find in 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 61, let your heart therefore be whole, shalem, with the Lord our God. It is not written shlemim in the plural, but shalem. Your two hearts will be one whole heart. And so it is explained in Genesis 18:5, and refresh your heart, libchem. Afterwards you may pass on. This teaches us that the angels have only one heart, and also in the future it will be so, as it is written in Psalms chapter 48:14, give heed to your heart, libchem, to its walls. So why is it with two vets the second time? Rashi continues, for the Lord seeks all hearts, plural. Here it is appropriate to say levavot, hearts. The Lord seeks all hearts, whether good or bad. In verse 10, David informs Shlomo that he has not just been chosen to be king, but also to build the Beit HaMikdash. Re'e ata ki Hashem bachar becha, livnot bayit lamikdash chazak ve'aseh. See now, for the Lord has chosen you to build a house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. Malbim connects this to the previous verse about hearts. He explains that before Shlomo can build a temple of bricks and mortar, he must first build a temple in his heart so that Hashem will dwell upon him with his spirit and his soul. This is truly what it means to live up to his chosenness and the task he must complete. The rest of our chapter continues with all the preparations for the temple, which David has completed to enable Shlomo to begin building immediately. Verse 15 mentions two different types of menorahs. U'mishkal menorot ha-zahav v'nerotehem zahav, b'mishkal menorah u'menorah v'neroteha, v'limnorot ha-kesef, b'mishkal menorah v'neroteha, kavodat menorah u'menorah. And the weight of the golden candelabra and their lamps of gold, of the weight of each candelabrum and its lamps, and for the silver candelabra in wait for the candelabrum and its lamps in the service of every candelabrum. We are well aware of the golden menorah from the temple, but what is this silver one? Malbim explains that Shlomo never actually made this menorah because silver was not considered so valuable in his time. It seems that David was allowing for this option as he did not know how wealthy Shlomo would become. The same can be said for the tables mentioned in verse 16. Verse 19 implies that all these instructions were received in writing from Hashem. Hakol bichtav miyad Hashem alai, hiskil kol melachot hatavnit. All was in writing from the hand of the Lord, which he gave me to understand all the works of the pattern. Radak explains that these instructions were received with nevuah, prophecy. There are several different sections in the many different parts of the Gemara dealing with the structure of the temple and if it can be adjusted in any way. Each time this is discussed, this verse is cited to show that all the details of the temple structure were determined through prophecy and may not be changed in any way. David begins to conclude this speech to his son in verse 20 when he urges him to be strong and have courage to complete his task. Vayomer David l'Shlomo beno, chazak ve'amatz, ve'aseh, al tira ve'al techat, ki Hashem Elokim Elokai imach, lo yerpecha ve'lo yazvecha, ad lichlot kol melechet avodat beit Hashem. And David said to Shlomo his son, be strong and of good courage and do. Do not fear and do not be dismayed. For the Lord God, my God, is with you. He will neither forsake you nor abandon you until the completion of all the work of the service of the house of the Lord. Chazak ve'amatz is a famous phrase we see several times throughout the Tanakh. Malbim explains in the book of Joshua chapter 1 the difference between these two words, strength and courage. He says that the beginning of the awakening of strength in a person is chazak, while establishing that strength and ensuring its lasting power is amatz. David knows the difficulties of ruling Bnei Israel. He is well aware of the strength his son will need to be a good and just leader for his people. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.